Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, while we are in the throes of winter, you may think it's very much too soon to be thinking about summer camp for your kids. Well, I can tell you, personally, it's not. This is the time that the camps need their applications. They need their money. They need at least their down payments. So this is the time you have to decide. And if you wait much longer, you absolutely will not be able to get your children into the camps that you want. And my guest is Dr. Allison Tothy. She's a section chief of pediatric emergency medicine and the medical director of pediatric emergency medicine at the University of Chicago Children's Hospital. So, Dr. Tothy, this is camp time, really. I mean, it comes down to that we have to get it going now. First of all, how do you decide if your children are ready to go to overnight camp? Maybe they're not ready in February, but they would be ready like by June. How do you even know?
That's a really good question. And, you know, personally, I have two kids, and one of them we think is ready. We know is ready because he's going to camp. And one is only ready for a little bit of overnight camp. I think it's a very personal child-based decision. You know your child, and it definitely, for some kids, is pushing them out of their comfort zone. And sometimes kids need to be pushed out of their comfort zone. I'm a huge proponent of even small amounts of overnight camp. I think it's really good for kids to be around, learning to live together around other kids.
So are there some signs your child is ready, like if they go to sleepovers readily, if they adapt well without you around, stuff like that?
I think it's a very mixed bag. I don't think that kids need necessarily sleepovers to prove that they're ready for camp, but they do need to show some sort of independence in ways that, you know, really you only know your child. But some kids are very clingy, need to be around their parents all the time. That doesn't mean that they aren't ready for overnight camp. It just means that there might be an overnight camp that's a better choice than another overnight camp.
What are you looking for in overnight camps then? I mean, my children go to bed early, so I would look at a camp and be like, God, they stay up till midnight every night, these kids, and then they're going all day. I'd worry that my kids would get overtired. What do you look for in a camp?
Yeah, well, the reality is that they're much more structured. Most overnight camps are much more structured than we think of or than what's portrayed in, you know, movies or books. Camps like to have their kids as structured as possible and as busy as possible because their goal is to keep them busy and happy during the day so that they crash at night, sleep well, and get up and have a ton of fun the next day.
Okay, so when we're looking at the camp, we look at what their activities are, what their safety, I mean, how do you even know?
Yeah. So I do think safety is one of the is the most important factor. If we're going to entrust our kids to a day camp or an overnight camp, just like school or after school activities, we want to make sure that our kids are safe. There are accreditations that some camps have, but not all. And there are standards that are put out by individual states that camps have to meet.
Okay, so what are we looking for?
So I think you want to look for camp that trains their staff appropriately, trains them about different types of health issues, different types of safety issues, different ways to take care of kids and talk to kids and relate to kids. I also think that you want to look at the overall safety environment. So if they're on a lake or they have, you know, all the camps have swimming or a pool, making sure that their lifeguard standards are up or meet par. And that there is a clear approach and thought to safety overall.
Now, so what about even day camps? You know, there's sports camp, and there's art camp, and there's theater camp, and then there's just plain old day camp where they get every kind of different thing. Do you sort of gauge what your child really is into? Because I have heard of a lot of children, this is really common that I've heard, their parents shove them into like a sports camp and they're miserable for the summer.
Yeah, I think the same goes for day camp as overnight camp. You really do have to know your kid. If your kid is not a super competitive, play sports, want to be on every single team all the time during the year, then they're not going to be happy at a day camp or an overnight camp that is a very competitive camp. I do think that most children thrive on a very well-rounded experience that challenges each individual child to compete with themselves and get better for them for their own sake, which is a lot of what general overnight and day camps strive for. If they're particularly interested in theater or they're particularly interested in music or some sort of creative arts, then there are individual day camps and overnight camps that cater to that group as well.
How old should your kids be before they attend overnight camp first? I mean, what is usually the youngest that you'd be sort of willing to start a child out?
So I think 7 is about the age that is okay for overnight camp, but I do think that's young, and I think it's very child dependent.
What if your child gets homesick and sad and starts to cry?
That's okay. That's part of the learning experience and the growing experience. Part of the beauty of camp is that, particularly an overnight camp, is that staff and camp is used to dealing with homesick. They do overnight camp for a living, and part of that is having kids that get sad. I would never promise your child that the minute they get homesick, you'll come pick them up, because that doesn't solve the problem of being homesick. Hopefully kids stay busy enough at camp that they forget about being homesick and they're just having such a great time that they remember that they're having fun at camp and they don't miss home as much.
And what about parents who look for specifically a camp where their children's friends are going, so that the kid knows somebody? Do you advocate that, or do you say, no, just, you know, pick a great camp, and if they don't know a soul, that's okay too?
So I do think that you have to judge your own child, and that there are, I know parents sometimes will say that's a way to get the kid to camp, that one of your friends is going to camp, and then the child tags along just to get them into the overnight exposure, and then they start enjoying camp on their own. Some people like to send their kids to camps that don't have, they don't know anyone, so that they make new friends and they have new experiences. And I think both work. It just depends on the child.
Okay, because I mean, you know, I would think that I'd want to send them, but yet you send them with a friend and then maybe they glue up to that friend and don't meet as many new kids as they, you know, as they possibly would. Now, how, this is your advice to parents now, Dr. Tothi, how do you not freak out the whole time your kids are gone?
It's really hard, right? So this is more from
come
speaking
on.
As a parent, right? As a parent with two children, one of whom goes to overnight camp all summer, you absolutely have to trust the camp and feel 100% confident that you have chosen the right camp and that camp is a safe place for your child. If you feel like that camp is not safe, then you will not feel comfortable releasing your child into that care.
I suppose. I don't care how safe it is. I don't know how good I'd feel about releasing my child into anybody's care for that long. But, you know, in this age of helicopter parenting, I know we have to set our children free. In the last minute here, give your best advice for right now, people, application time, choosing that best summer camp for your kids.
Yeah, I think that a well-rounded, great camp that keeps your kids outdoors, keeps them active, keeps them playing, and allows them to have a lot of fun in a safe environment, whether that's day camp or overnight camp, is the best choice for your child during the summer.
And now is the time, parents, start looking around. As Dr. Tothi said, know your child, know whether they're ready at 7 or 8 or not even ready by the time they're 10 or 11. Pick a camp you feel safe with. There are safety guidelines that these camps have to adhere to. Know your child and got to get going on those applications now. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. You're listening to Healthy Children. Stay well.